right, thank you.
Hello?
Mr. Carter's on the line.
Cliff Carter?
Yes.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Cliff?
Oh, it's Eamon Carter.
Oh, excuse you. Excuse me, Mr. Clark Carter. Pardon me.
All right.
Can you hold the line just a moment, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Carter?
Yes, ma'am?
I'm sorry for the delay. Just a moment.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir?
Cliff?
No, this is Eamon Carter.
Oh, Eamon, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I'm so happy to hear you. I wanted to call you yesterday, and I put in calls, but Johnson City switchboard got a little clogged up, and I didn't get to talk to all of them, but I just think your daddy would be so proud of what happened, and he had so much to do with it, and I thought that you and Ruth and the rest of you were so wonderful to me, and I couldn't go back to Washington without calling you and thanking you and telling you how proud I was of Fort Worth.
Well, we're tickled to death the way things turned out. They've still got about 8,000 absentee ballots, but we were real happy, I think. I haven't got the latest percentages, but we're just tickled to death. And you had we didn't have much to do it, but you had an awful lot of people up here working real hard.
Well, you did have a lot to do with it, and couldn't have ever done it without y'all. And I talked to Ruth sometime during the night. I don't know, it may have been too late, but I didn't get through with you, and I want both of you to try to tell all of our old friends up there that have been on the paper for years, and the Harold Huff and the rest of them, about how grateful I am and how much I appreciate it and what I'll try to do for Fort Worth.
Well, we'll do that, and we just... You've made a lot of believers up here, because lots of people, they say they're on your side now. They've been convinced.
Well, I'm on
We're real happy. The only concern we got now is you taking care of yourself. And I think you might do that now, because this is all over with.
I'm going to get some good sunshine here, and I want to make a few calls to friends, and I'm still stretched out in the bed this morning. I haven't even gotten up.
Well, that's well. When are you going back to Washington?
I don't know. We might go back today, or we might wait. We got the President of Mexico coming Wednesday, and we might wait until after he comes next week. I rather think I ought to get back. I've got a lot of world problems. Vietnam's heating up, and just kind of waiting to see. I thought I'd talk to Secretary of State after a while.
Well, main thing, just take care of yourself. We're all happy to take a look at the way things came out, and we'll be doing anything we can to help you, and I appreciate you calling.
Thank you, Eamon.
Okay, Mr. President. Bye.